Welcome to the Yokoji Zen Mountain Center podcast. Every month, we share at least one new talk on the practice of Zen Buddhism at zmc.org/podcast. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify, and all other podcast apps. If you find these talks to be valuable, please consider supporting Yokoji by donating at zmc.org/donate. We rely on your support to continue sharing this life-changing practice. Thank you. We hope you enjoy the talk.
Good morning. Hope you're all well. Today, as I'd mentioned before, I'm going to talk on being time, or Uji, from Master Dogen's Shobo Genzo. You have to remember, too, is I think just before Christmas, I talked about at one point Master Dogen wanted to call all of the fascicles in this Shobo Genzo, or Treasury of the True Dharma Eye. He wanted to call them Shobo Genzo, so Treasury of the True Dharma Eye, and then Genjo Koan, which is actualizing the fundamental point, and then the title of each one. So this one will be Shobo Genzo Genjo Koan Uji, or Treasury of the True Dharma Eye, actualizing the fundamental point of being time. Now, this particular fascicle, being time, is classified, at least in the Western translation, as a philosophical work, and I can really see why it would be regarded that way. You know, it's pretty involved, and I was just before this meeting, I was thinking of, you know, how am I going to present it. What I'm thinking of right now is just divide it into three sections. It's 19 pieces total in this. Usually our attention span doesn't go beyond, you know, doing something for three weeks on the trot. You know, some people will appreciate it, some people won't. It's just the way it is. So there's 19 sections in this, and so I'm thinking, you know, doing six sections at a time and adding one somewhere. It may not turn out that way because it depends on your interest in it. And I don't really want to spend too much time being explanatory about it. Now, one of the things that may help is that see if you can synthesize each of these 19 into, say, one sentence. And then that may be a key for you entering into this particular fascicle. Now, this fascicle is pretty involved in many ways. You could say he could just leave it with the title, being time. And we're fine. We know that our life is being time, or is time being, if you wish to take it that way. It's not for the time being, in the sense of we're waiting for something else happening later. It is time being in itself. Now, you may find yourself glazing over in the middle part, especially because he gets very specific about these things and starts to really look at the same thing just from different perspectives. So try and stay with me while we're doing this. And what I would suggest is I'm going to read the fascicle thoroughly to start off with, which may be, you know, to probably about 10 minutes. But try and stay with it, but don't try and linger on the parts. Anything that stays with you and sticks with you, that is the important thing that you need to look at. So don't you let your head get too much in the way for this, which is my tendency when I'm looking at things. So I'm going to read it so you can get a sense of what he's talking about, and then after this, I'll do a little presentation, and then we'll go into the parts that really stick out for you. Now, remember, this is from the Moon in a Dewdrop. This is one of the first versions. Yours may not be this color. Time Beings around page 76. Okay, so, time being, Uji. One, an ancient Buddha said, for the time being, stand on top of the highest peak. For the time being, proceed along the deepest ocean. For the time being, three heads and eight arms. For the time being, an 8-foot or 16-foot body. For the time being, a staff or a whisk. For the time being, a pillar or a lantern. For the time being, the sons of Zhang and Li. That's like Smith and Hernandez in our cultures. For the time being, the earth and sky. For the time being, here means time itself is being, and all being is time. A golden 16-foot body is time, because it is time. There is the radiant illumination of time. Study as the 12 hours of the present. So they divided the day into 12 hours. So we have 24. So when you hear 12, turn it into 24. Of the present, three heads and eight arms is time, because it is time. It is not separate from the 12, 24 hours of the present. Even though you do not measure the hours of the day as long or short, far or near, you still call it the 12, 24 hours, because the signs of time's coming and going are obvious. People do not doubt it. Although they do not doubt it, they do not understand it. Or when sentient beings doubt what they do not understand, their doubt is not firmly fixed. Because of that, their past doubts do not necessarily coincide with the present doubt. Yet doubt itself is nothing but time. The way itself arrays itself is the form of the entire world. See each thing in this entire world as a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way-seeking mind arises in this moment. A way-seeking moment arises in this mind. It is the same with practice and with attaining the way. Thus, the self setting itself out is a ray, sees itself. This is the understanding that the self is time. Know that in this way, there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth. Yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice. When you are at this place, there is just one grass. There is just one form. There is understanding of form and no understanding of form. There is understanding of grass. There is no understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, being time is all there is. Grass being, form being are both time. Each moment is all being, is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. Five, yet an ordinary person who does not understand the Buddha Dharma may not hear the words, the time being, in this way. For instance, for a while I was three heads and eight arms. For a while I was 16-foot body. This is like having crossed the rivers and climbed mountains. For even though the mountains and rivers still exist, I have already passed them and now reside in the Jewel Palace and the Vermilion Tower. Those mountains and rivers are distinct from me as heaven is from earth. It is not that simple. At the time mountains were climbed and the rivers crossed, you were present. Time is not separate from you. And you are present. Time does not go away. As time is not marked by coming and going, the moment you climbed the mountains is the time being right now. If time keeps coming and going, you are the time being right now. This is the meaning of the time being. Does this time being not swallow up the moment when you climbed the mountains and the moment when you resided in the Jewel Palace and Vermilion Tower? Does it not spit them out? 6. The three heads and arms, eight arms, may be yesterday's time. The 8 or 16 foot body may be today's time. Yet yesterday and today are both in the moment when you directly enter the mountains and seek thousands and myriads of peaks. Yesterday's time and today's time do not go away. The three heads and eight arms move forward as your time being. It looks as if they are far, far away, but they are here and now. The 8 or 16 foot body moves forward as your being time. It looks as if it is nearby, but it is exactly here. Thus a pine tree is time, bamboo is time. 7. Do not think that time merely flies away. Do not see flying away as the only function of time. If time merely flies away, you would be separate from time. The reason you do not clearly understand the time being is that you think of time as only passing. In essence, all things in the entire world are linked with one another as moments, because all moments are time being. They are your time being. 8. The time being has the quality of flowing. So-called today flows into tomorrow. Today flows into yesterday. Yesterday flows into today. And today flows into today. Tomorrow flows into tomorrow. Because flowing is a quality of time, moments of past and present do not overlap or line up side by side. Qingyan is time. Wangbo is time. Jingxi is time. Xitu is time. Because self and others are already time. Practice enlightenment is time. Being splattered with mud and getting wet with water is also time. 9. Although the views of ordinary a person and causes and conditions of those views are what an ordinary person sees, they are not necessarily the ordinary person's truth. The truth merely manifests itself for the time being as an ordinary person. Because you think your time and your being is not truth, you believe that the 16-foot golden body is not you. However, your attempts to escape from the 16-foot golden body are nothing but bits and pieces of the being time. Those who have not yet confirmed this should look deeply into it. The hours of the horse and the sheep, which are arrayed in the world now, are actualized by ascendings and descendings of the time being at each moment. The rat is time, the tiger is time. Sentient beings are time, Buddhas are time. 10. At this time, you enlighten the entire world with three heads and eight arms. You enlighten the entire world and 16-foot golden body. To fully actualize the entire world with the entire world is called thorough practice. To actualize the golden body, to arouse the way-seeking mind, practice, attain enlightenment and enter nirvana is nothing but being, is nothing but time. Just actualize all time as being. There is nothing extra. A so-called extra being is thoroughly an extra being. Thus, the time being half actualized is half of the time being completely actualized. At a moment that seems to be missed is also completely being. In this way, even the moment before or after the moment that appears to be missed is also a complete in itself time being. Vigorously abiding in each moment is the time being. Do not mistakenly confuse it as non-being. Do not forcefully assert it as being. 12. You may suppose that time is only passing away, and do not understand that time never arrives. Although understanding itself is time, understanding does not depend on its own arrival. People only see times coming and going and do not thoroughly understand that time being abides in each moment. This being so, when can they penetrate the barrier? Even if people recognize that time being in each moment, who could give expression to this recognition? Even if they could give expression to this recognition for a long time, who could stop looking for realization of the original face? Accordingly to ordinary people's view of time being, even enlightenment and nirvana as time being would merely be aspects of coming and going. 13. The time being is entirely actualized without being caught up in nets or cages. Devakings and heavenly beings appearing right and left are the time beings of your complete effort right now. The time beings of beings throughout the world and in war. Sorry, I'll start that again. The time being of all beings throughout the world, in water and on land, is just the actualization of your complete effort right now. All beings of all kinds in the visible and invisible realms are the time beings actualized by your effort right now, flowing due to your complete effort. Closely examine the flow in. Without your complete effort right now, nothing would be actualized, nothing would flow. 14. Do not think flowing is like the wind and rain moving from west east to west. The entire world is not unchangeable. It is not unmovable. It flows. Flowing is like spring. Spring with all its numerous aspects is called flowing. When spring flows, there is nothing outside of spring. Study this in detail. Spring invariably flows through spring, although flowing itself is not spring. Flowing occurs throughout spring. Thus, flowing is completely just this moment of spring. Examine this thoroughly, coming and going. In your study of flowing, it is, if you imagine the objective to be outside yourself, that you flow and move through hundreds of thousands of worlds, for hundreds of thousands of myriads of aeons, you have not devotedly studied the Buddha way. 15. Great Master Hong Dao of Mount Yao, so Yaoshan, or Yakuzan, was instructed by Shitu, or Sekito. Great Master Wuji once said to study with Master Daiji of Zhangji. Yaoshan said, "I am familiar with the teachings of the three vehicles, the 12 divisions, but what is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West?" An old question. Zen Master Daiji said, "For the time being, have him raise his eyes and wink. For the time being, do not have him raise his eyes and wink. For the time being, have him raise his eyebrows is right. For the time being, to have him raise his eyebrows and wink is not right." Hearing these words, Yaoshan, Yakuzan, experienced great enlightenment and said to Daiji or Bazo, when I was studying with Sekito, it was like a mosquito trying to bite an iron bull. What Daiji said is not the same as other people's words. The eyebrows and eyes are mountains and oceans because mountains and oceans are eyebrows and eyes. To have him raise his eyebrows is to see the mountains. To have him wink is to understand the oceans. The right answer belongs to him, and he is activated by your having him raise his eyebrows and wink. Not right does not mean not having him raise his eyebrows and wink. Not to have him raise the eyebrows and wink does not mean it is not right. These are all equally the time being. Mountains are times. Oceans are time. If it were not time, there would be no mountains or oceans. Do not think that mountains and oceans are here, are now not time. If time is annihilated, mountains and oceans are annihilated. As time is not annihilated, mountains and oceans are not annihilated. This being so, the morning star appears, the Tathagata appears, the eye appears, the raising of the flower appears. Each is time. If it were not time, it would not be thus. 16, Zen Master Guizhang of Xi province, in the heir of Shushan, a Dharma descendant of Linji, one day taught the assembly, "For the time being, mind arrives, but words do not. For the time being, words arrive, but mind does not. For the time being, both mind and words arrive. For the time being, neither mind or words arrive." Wow, that's a lot. Okay, so we're nearly there. There's like two or three left. Both mind and words are being time. Both arriving and not arriving are being time. When the moment of arriving has not appeared, the moment of non-arriving is here. Mind is a donkey. Words are a horse. Having already arrived is words, and not having left is mind. Arriving is not coming. Not arriving is not yet. 17. The time being is like this. Arriving is overwhelmed by arriving, but not by non-arriving. Arriving is overwhelmed by not arriving, but not by arriving. Mind overwhelms mind and sees mind. Words overwhelm words and see words. Overwhelming overwhelms overwhelming and sees overwhelming. Overwhelming is nothing but overwhelming. This is time. As overwhelming is caused by you, there is no overwhelming that is separate from you. Thus you go out and meet somebody. Somebody meets someone. So you meet yourself. Going out meets going out. If these are not actualizations of time, they cannot be this. Thus. 18. Mind is the moment of actualizing the fundamental point. Words are the moment of going beyond, unlocking the barrier. Arriving is the moment of casting off the body. Not arriving is the moment of being one with just this. While being free from just this, in this way, you must endeavor to actualize the being time. 19. So the last one. The old masters have thus uttered these words. But is there nothing further to say? Mind and words arriving partway are time being. Mind and words not arriving partway are time being. In this manner, you should examine the time being. To have him raise the eyebrows and wink is half the time being. To have him raise the eyebrows and wink is the time being missed. Not having raised the eyebrows and wink, half the time is being. Not to have him raise the eyebrows and wink is the time being missed. Thus, to study thoroughly coming and going, to study thoroughly arriving and not arriving is the time being of this moment. Written on the first day of winter, first year of Ninji, 1240. This was written at Kosho Horinji monastery. So he was about 40 when he wrote this. Pretty remarkable. So that's a lot. You know, in many ways, I kind of look at this as it's like somebody presents a banquet for you, you know, and if you take it cursorily, you will leave a lot. So really, it's better if people give it you course by course or even piece by piece in this way. This may not resonate with some of you. It may resonate for you in certain ways. So let's just look a little bit. If I can find it again now. I've lost my whatever it is, the marker, because I took it out. Oh, here we go. We're on it. So in many ways, you could say the first fascicle, the first number one, it probably tells you of the whole of this particular piece. So it was an ancient Buddha said, for the time being, stand on top of the highest peak. So in terms of practice, the time being, we reach our pinnacle. From the pinnacle, you can see, you know, like if any of you have been on top of a mountain, you can see for miles all around. You can see your whole domain, your whole existence in that way. But also you're exposed in that way. You know, that's why we say, you know, after you've reached the top of the mountain, come back into the marketplace in one way or another. And then he goes, for the time being, proceed along the bottom of the deepest ocean. So those times where, in your life, where you penetrate to the depths of your own being without any interruption. You just go through, you enter into that, you explore it, and at some point, you come out. For the time being, three heads and eight arms. So this is more like an Avalokiteshvara being or an Asura. Sometimes we have great functioning. We function in many different ways. We protect. Many of the protectors are that way too. You know, the protectors don't need to be people who are dead. The protectors of the Dharma. But you protect the Dharma in whatever way. You donate. You practice. You help people on a daily basis. Sometimes you actually stand up and protect that verbally. Sometimes you put your life on the line for what you truly feel and believe in your own heart. You make a stand. There you are. Your strength comes out. All of that being is there for whatever reason. Then sometimes you are displaying the splendor of your own realization in whatever way. You know, you can be magnanimous. You show the truth without hardly any effort whatsoever. You express that. You're in the midst of your environment, your natural habitat. You express that in whatever way that you can. Then sometimes you are the staff, the whisk. These are symbols of office. Sometimes you're holding the line as something to represent something for people in whatever way. You know, you're able to put on these masks. You're able to take these masks off. Because after all, you are being time, and time may demand, and being and time may demand that of you in whatever place you stand. But all of these are accessible, you know, as he says later, any time these things can come up in whatever way. Sometimes it's natural, sometimes it's forced. It doesn't really matter in that way. Sometimes you are your environment, you know, a pillar, a lantern. You know, just as our natural being is this great mirror, is that whatever is out there is also our life. We reflect it. Even with the interpretation of that, that enters in and to a certain degree spoils that connection. It is still being time. It doesn't matter. The mind isn't just fixated in one or two ways. And then, you know, for a time being, you're the sons of Zhang or Li. You know, you are a Duchamp or a butler or, you know, you fill in the blank, you know, in that way. An Anchetta, you know, any of these things, you are that. I mean, that doesn't take much of a leap. Yeah, I'm a Fletcher. Not that I make arrowhead flights, but it's easy. I can accept that thing. But can you accept the other parts, standing on top of a mountain of your own accomplishment, going to the depths of your own being? Can you see those parts? Protecting what you really value. Are you those things? Are you being the times of these things that arise in our own lives? You know, again, is the part of me is that what I'm saying is my opinion, even though I have studied this with my Zumi Roshi on several occasions. It's my opinion, it's my experience in that way. But each one of you has an equal being time of your own experience in that way. And part of it is that then do you rise to the occasions when these things are demanded? Or descend to the occasion when these things are demanded? You know, it's not always an upward curve, you know, in that way, in our lives. But being the time of whatever in that way. For the time being the earth and sky. After all, that is our life. The earth and the sky are supporting us 24/7. You know, 6,800,000,000 something or other times being born and dying moment by moment. You know, can we own these things? Or are they really worthwhile for us? I mean, is it really worthwhile splitting our life up in so many different ways to really see our life as maybe someone else sees it? You know, the reason that we pick up Dogen is that it really hasn't lost relevance. But it does take a lot of attention. It's like when I was reading through this, I was the being time of getting distracted because there's so much there. You know, it's like if you get a lot of really good food, it's that then we get distracted by other things and we miss the food that's being presented to us. You know, we have to remember that. We have to be the time of doing whatever it is thoroughly. In that way, to thoroughly actualize who we are as human beings. I didn't have enough time because I had to pick up Nick this morning to sort of go down and sort of synthesize a lot of this teaching. But one thing that I would encourage you to do is to look at each of these 19, say, I'm calling them paragraphs, they're more than a paragraph. But look at them and see how you could synthesize each one into a sentence. Because if you do that, then it will give you a key into each of these paragraphs. So the first one, I'm just going to read out the 13 that I managed to do. I couldn't do all 19, but this is an exam. This is just an example, you know, for you to do. So the first paragraph: all being is time. The second one, divisions and doubts of time. The third, a moment in time, the self as time. The fourth, there are many forms and challenges in being time. The fifth, conventional view, you versus you are being time. The sixth, you are all manifestations, even if they don't appear now. That's six. The seventh, time flies is separation from being time. Eight, flowing is time being, as are all the ancestors. Nine, views on time being and separation from time being. 10th, to actualize thorough practice. 11th, to actualize all time as all being. 12th, understanding expression and recognition of being time. 13, all kinds of beings are being time. So if you look at it, then it ceases to be like, you know, how I look at it quite often. I look into the middle of some of Dogen's fascicles, and it's almost like a smearing. Everything runs into one another. So that's the place that the attention really needs to go into. Now, if you can pick out what is the most important thing, it'll help you then to look at, you know, each thing from a different perspective. Just like, you know, with our own time being. Right now, I'm a speaker. After this, I'll become a cook as being time. Then I will become a walker as being time. None of this time is fixed in this way. And so then I could say something from the perspective of being a walker. And then tomorrow, a soccer player or a shopper. From those perspectives, and analogies arise. Now, those analogies will reach people in different ways. And our being is not, well, yeah, this is just what it is. It's, yes, it is just what it is, but we take on many roles that we are as human beings. So anyway, I would just, you know, encourage you, if you have this book, really look at it and then just see how you can synthesize it. It's not right or wrong. It's what really is conveyed to you during your reading of it. And over time, that will also change. You know, I don't look at this and go, well, I'm doing a disservice to Dogen by speaking about it. No, I'm giving my opinion on it, and also some of the things that I've heard of the being time of Maizumi Roshi and the being time of his speaking. And those things have resonated, and they are the being time of this moment in time. So I'll just go through a few of these. Time flies. 1207. Okay. Right. So to finish off that particular number one, for the time being here means time itself is being. I'm not sure if you agree with that, but, you know, I do. And all being is time. A 16-foot golden body is time because it is time. There is the radiant illumination of time. I mean, that's up to us. Is there that radiation or the radiant illumination of time? Or do we go, well, you know, I'm just filling in my time, you know? Or do we really use the light of our own illumination to see what being time contains, what it has, how times are filled? This is the radiant illumination. If it's not radiant and we're just skipping over what we have, quite often there is, you know, let's get this shit over and get on to the next thing. You know, so then there is not an appreciation of being time. Although being time is exactly, let's get off over this shit and carry on with the next part. We can't avoid being time. But our attitude, that's something that we can always deal with in whatever. So you study this 24 hours that we have. And in that study of this 24 hours of the present, there is a lot in it. I remember my being time as a kid, I would watch the clock to try and will away the whatever lesson was being given to me. But it didn't work, you know, because then time would be, to be poetic like Dogen, it would be like a glacier moving, you know, to try and will something else to occur, which isn't in the flow of time, does that. Sometimes I'd be, you know, enjoying whatever I was doing, and time would be very short. It would be those 2 minutes at the end of the day would be equivalent to an hour and a half of playing soccer. You know, again, it's just that we put divisions in time and we don't really look at it. We don't see, you know, especially the difference between these two times that I've talked about. One of them is immersion in time. So time becomes in many ways irrelevant. It becomes being in itself and doing in itself. The other one is observation and trying to will and move time in a way that is not natural to the flowing of time. And there's many kinds of time in our life in that way. You know, there's times where it's the other way around. We don't want the time to end. But then it's just look at the flow of time. This is one of the big things in terms of Zen practice, formally, is that you enter into the being of time, of the place that you're in. So you may enjoy Zazen, but not work, or vice versa. And then just look at the flow. That flow is going to be move inexorably onwards. And whether you like it or not, that time has its own flow. So the study of how we regard time and the flow of our own being, when you surrender to time being, then it becomes easy and it doesn't matter whether it's long or short. It doesn't matter if it's difficult or easy. The time is in itself time with immersion in time in that way. I don't know. You know, I think maybe we'll just open it up for some Q&A after this first one, and it may be that we do 19 weeks of this. I don't know, but I don't know if I've got the tolerance of that. But you know, carry on, please.
Now you're welcome to use the raise hand function and unmute yourselves this time.
Matt. Okay, Matt, you're on.
Sorry, my screen froze, so you have to...
Yeah, it's fine. Carry on.
All right. So, I don't know if this whole time, I really felt like I was listening to... And I guess I'm going to have to go back and read it and really do what you said, break things down into each individual sentence.
Yeah.
But it felt like... This felt like when I'm trying to understand quantum physics.
Yeah.
I know that what they're saying, I know what it is important. I know, mm-hmm. but I don't have a way to apply it. I don't have any actual application. And the one time, just a few seconds ago, you were talking about how you like Zen, but you don't like work.
No, Zazen.
So
I don't like Zen.
You don't like work. I'm so in that place right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's if I could stay on the cushions all day without my back going completely sore or my legs aching, I feel like I just would. I feel like I'm onto something and I'm almost going right towards something, and when I have to get up, I'm missing that really important thing that I was just doing.
Yeah.
And so are you saying to, like, how can I apply, or is this even supposed to be applied to that?
I mean, the first thing is, you know, forget about the 19 paragraphs that he talks about, but study your own time. Study your own time being. And, you know, one of the tricky things in Zen practice, and it is probably one of the things that takes the most application, is to stop futurizing, that you're onto something and moving somewhere else. You know, sitting is a time being in itself, and working is a time being in itself. We add value to one over the other, and that can be switched around with various people. But the main thing is that time is being, is life in itself. So wherever you find yourself, don't wait for another time to actualize that being time, because it's just here now. That's the most important thing. So, you know, in many ways, again, just forget the 19 of these things. Read it and see the thing that doesn't resonate with you. That's exactly the thing to work on. You don't have to look at the whole 19. I mean, it's like, I think last time I talked about Uji was maybe somewhere between you know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but I only did the first part of it. I didn't go into the whole thing. Maybe it was 20 years ago when I did a proper sort of dissection of the writings. Again, that's not important. It's that these writings are reflective of your practice of time being. There are views of time being which can also shake you out of ingrained views that are not helpful in terms of living. That's all. You know, they're not meant to be great philosophical works which we, you know, we put on high and adore. It's just like he said that. Can I understand that? It's more, that's where the teachings of Dogen are alive now as our own process that we go through. I don't look and say I understand Dogen because the Dogen that I have, that I understand is completely the Dogen that I understand. But it doesn't mean that something else might come through that, because Dogen's teachings are layered. They're also dependent on translation. And one thing that should be understood with this translation is that the English translations are used by Japanese scholars because they don't understand archaic Japanese as much as they understand English. I'm serious, you know. It's just that there's some cultural things that have also been lost in that. So, again, just to simplify it, now you are being and you are time. You can't separate those two things out. Even your memories of the past are being time of memory, down to now. Nothing is left out of that in that respect. But if you do want to sort of look at your life through this lens of being time, which is just looking through a lens of being time, is you can learn a lot about the ways that you take yourself away from yourself and try and split up that being and time.
But so if one thing's actually sound, because a couple of them just sound straightforward.
Yeah. And, yeah. Good.
So if they sound straight, yeah. So if they sound straightforward, they are straightforward.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't get around in my mouth for a morsel. Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is if something really resonates with you. You know, and doesn't seem quite right. That's the exact thing you need to work on. Don't stay in known territory with what you understand.
You know. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, Francisco. You're on.
Hey, Roshi.
Hi.
Hi, Roshi. Hi, everybody. So, Roshi, quick question is, I know we've talked about thusness plenty in the past.
Yeah.
Is that interchangeable with time?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, if I start thinking about time, I can say this is time, you know, but it can't be grasped. I can look at the past and it's time. And the only way that it appears to me is as being. And the past were are times completely of their own accord and their own way. But they exist now as memory at this moment in time. And then when I project to the future, that's also time, you know. But that is far more nebulous than the things that have happened in the past and this moment in time. It's not necessarily going to turn out like that, because experientially, I know it's going to turn out in the way that it turns out, which will in itself be being time. I can only put scenarios and plans forward. It's not necessarily going to occur in that way. As we know, an asteroid could ruin all of our days. Doesn't matter about our plans, you know. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Roshi.
Thank you. All right, Galen.
Morning. I just wanted to, I don't know if I have a question or an observation, but I've noticed in the past that there have been things that I found no interest in myself changing when I ran into someone that was enthusiastic about the subject and started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this, you know, this fascicle is, you know, kind of falls in that category.
Yeah.
You know, I've read it a number of times, and I've always felt like, you know, after the first paragraph or section, it just seemed like a lot of extra words. But hearing you present this, having you go through this thing and break it down, especially when you started doing your one line about different, and you said something like, when you look at this 24 hours, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that I've always had the sense, I mean, this master builder, for crying out loud, you know, so, you know, there's got to be something that I'm missing here when I'm going, this is boring me to death, you know, reading this. And so I guess what I'm saying is I really appreciate you.
Boring myself to death on that.
Maybe, but you didn't seem like it. You seemed like you have a certain enthusiasm to it, and so, you know.
Hey, you want to be a teacher?
Do you want me to?
That's not from me. No, what I'm saying is that you got to appreciate whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, well, you know, it's all going to be blah. Another human. Blah.
There's some high parts that are easily appreciated.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot in there that seems really repetitious.
Mm-hmm.
Until I see someone with a certain amount of enthusiasm go, no, this is a
There's different one other question. Wacky Californians asking questions.
I don't know. That's maybe somebody's unmuted or something.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so I'm just saying thanks. I really think this is it's really important for me to, you know, to have someone break down this subtle stuff, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, just one thing with this is that there are many parts to the Buddha Dharma. And it's important to give an array rather than, you know, just this is it, or just do koans, or, you know, just do free form talks. It's like give a variety, and then people will appreciate from different. It'll resonate with people in various ways, and that's the function of teaching, is to try and bring it across in ways that can be taken, and then something hits you from left field, you know. You know, like with Dogen, it was the basic question of if everything is already in realization, why do I need to practice? You know, with me, it was one, you know, was, you know, a couple of phrases, but one of them was knowingly he purposely offends. It doesn't mean anything to anyone else, but to me, that was a life-changing phrase. And for different, you know, for different people, then different things strike them. With some people, it's immersion in work, it's immersion in study, it's immersion in various things. And so the important thing, again, is to see how people learn, and how you see how people learn by throwing various things out. If you throw the same thing out and expect people to know it, that's not going to work, because, you know, is that... You're throwing things out that people can't take, but you've got to find out what people can take and how they learn, and then something can flower within a person.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's like it's like the thought that, you know, God is capable of speaking to everybody in their own language.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be a teacher, you need to be able to speak a lot of different languages.
Mm.
Is that right? Am I following?
Well, thank you, God.
Well, Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah. All right. Right, Anna, you're on. Anyo.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a pragmatist and I'm a musician.
What else?
When I was a little kid, I used to always think about how did people perceive time before clocks, before...
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you tell a little kid, oh, you know, Christmas is five sleeps away. And I oftentimes rely on my breath as the confirmation of being time.
Yeah.
Of being.
Yeah.
And it's very fundamental.
Yeah.
When I teach music, you know, music is just sound in time or sound time.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Moves along.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So this chapter is one that continually astounds me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I the things that resonate to me, and I will just throw them out there. I have nothing to say about them. The things that resonate still, it's funny, the last time I went through this, I put in question marks and markings, and I come back to some of the comments about doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're very important. I come back to I love the flowing.
Yeah.
Really said a lot to me about where do we catch it? And then the actualization, those are things I'd love to hear more about in the future. Your thoughts on them, other people's thoughts on them.
I mean, the actualization is being time. You know, that's the important thing is that you can't be anything else, but we think there is something else. And that's the problem in itself. You know, it's like with music, from my limited experience, when I'm playing something, I go, well, that was really good. And then I've set myself up for a fall because there's the next note and the next note and the next note. And if I don't, it's just like, oh, mine's gone off elsewhere. And then the flow and the intensity of that flow is lost, or the beauty of that flow in that way. And that's the tricky thing is that in many ways, he's freezing time by talking about time and being, but it's like assembling something. Is that you may see it assembled and then you take it apart and then you understand how it works together, and then you've got to drop it. And after a while, you've done that part, you leave it and you move on in that respect. Again, that's why with session flow is very really important. Is that you stop going, well, like, dislike. It's just like, now is this, now is this, now is this. And then with that flow, then the natural absorption in whatever is there can occur. And with that absorption, there's a lot more pleasure in that absorption. I'm using the word pleasure right now, but it's just like has its own flow. You're not fighting the flow. You're not waiting for the end. You know, it's just like
a form of acceptance.
Yeah, you can say that. Like for me, is I know if I'm immersed in something, is that then it has its own time and it takes care, and then the self sense of self in opposition is lost in that process.
Well, I appreciate your immersion.
Always. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, yours too. Yeah, great. All right, Terry and Penny.
Morning, Roshi.
Hey, Roshi.
Hey. Morning.
Thank you for this. I was thinking also about the flowing of time being. Like you mentioned, it's pretty obvious that time's not linear. When you're looking at time, it's different speed than when you're absorbed. But when I was the slightly different aspect that I was thinking about flowing was like, and like you, in fact, you were just talking about it in session, for example, there's a schedule.
Yeah.
And after a day or so, you, one, at least me, can flow right with the schedule once.
Yeah.
Once
accustomed
to it, because I can immerse myself in it. And the things, like you said, are, then I'm able to absorb more and really be the time being.
Yeah, yeah, being
time. Now, what I was thinking, contra to that is if I'm have a day at home where I don't have any schedule, I'm just bumming around and doing whatever I want, doesn't matter how long it takes. I mean, you know,
yeah.
If I, it's a different, it's the, well, you know, it's basically it's the same flowing, but it's not. It's a different flowing to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like it's a lot easier to take myself out of the being time in that scenario because I don't have to. I mean, I can daydream, I can.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, the main thing is, so we'll be in time whether we like it or not. But there's qualities.
Yeah.
You know, okay. The important thing for me is not to get lost in some aspects of living are more important than others. You know, it's more like actualizing the fundamental point of this being time. So when I'm resting, it's just really rest. Don't add any other criteria. You know, when I'm doing something, that's what I'm doing, and own it thoroughly, and you know, et cetera, with each thing.
Right. Yeah. I don't. Typically, I enjoy the time being whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. And that's important. Yeah.
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 And
because you're the only one that's going to do that for you.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Penny might, but you never know.
I can think of you when I'm enjoying a piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
But you're not enjoying it, are you?
Yeah. So these are the discrepancies we need to look at as human beings.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and how we separate ourselves from time. You know, especially with the whole thing I hear quite a lot. Well, when I'm not doing Zazen, I miss it, etc. You know, rather than, I mean, for some people, you know, it's yeah. I'm not saying everyone, but the thing is, like, it's the being now that's the important thing. Because this is the only time that being and time exist simultaneously.
Right.
You know, in our minds, we tend to split them up, and then that tends to cause problems. Then we extrapolate and go, when I become, or, you know, et cetera, or I will never become, depending on what we do. When none of that is true, this is true, as whatever we are at this moment in time. And that's the important thing to recognize and then practice in that way.
Being true, yeah. Being true right now being true right now is wonderful. I mean, it's amazing. It's much better than going off somewhere and wondering what happened in the meantime.
Yeah, yeah.
What did I do? But,
yeah.
And sometimes being time is just sitting in my chair and knowing that it's past my bedtime, but I don't feel like getting up and going to bed. I'm just sitting here being. Of course, I may be sorry for that in the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I like what you say about things to look into when it doesn't, time, when the being time doesn't seem like it's right or what exactly. I don't know exactly how you said that.
Well, I can't remember. You know, I'm just.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Right, we just got Jindo and Bill, and then we'll finish.
Hey,
Jindo, good seeing you.
See you too. I think
said, he sort of lays it right out there in the very beginning, but then it goes on.
You're fairly quiet. Can you?
That he kind of states what it is at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And it just goes on longer, like more of it. But I think I heard someone once compare it to kind of like riffing a theme. Like if you're like a musician, I guess it would be like if you get a guitar lick and you just kind of tweak it here and there. Later for me, like if I'm translating something, you know, is it, you know, country cottage, a humble hut, a simple shack. It's like all these things are different ways of expressing. Play around with it and find something that kind of, it's fun actually to just to do that.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes he's having fun talking to us.
Yeah.
With us, this idea that, like, you know, all there is sometimes you might be on a mountain or at the bottom of the sea, sometimes you're high or low, but it's always this. That's all there is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
On or
not. Yeah, yeah.
Remember, it's always this. So, I think it's helpful. I mean, I liked it when someone pointed that out to me that, you know, don't get intimidated or something. He's talking about your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Your life right
now. Yeah.
And I don't have to overthink it and look for some secret meaning. There's no secrets. It's all right here.
Yeah.
And he's trying to come up with different ways of making it clear.
Yeah.
What he crossed and having fun with it, which I think is an important lesson itself, to like have fun with it. I mean, people get the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very philosophical and heavy. But when you realize that he's just like, you know, smoking a cigarette in a blues bar, you know, playing a guitar and just doing different variations on the same thing to sort of express it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a lot more, I don't know, kind of like that image of finding joy in it. So.
Yeah, and you know, there's another part to it too. I mean, Dolgan would love it if you fully understood what he was saying and did better than him. You know, he's not trying to be the best of the best. He's trying to express it from his own perspective.
Kind of like a coach, kind of like cheering you on. It's like, go ahead, try that, try this. You know, do something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, that's why he teaches. You know, he really wants people to understand. It's not that he wants to be the best teacher and then the only one that has stuff to say. You know, he's always throwing things out in a way that you know he's understanding from people that are studying with him, and it's not just monks that studied with him. I mean, this one was written when he was 40, so he'd only been back from China for about 12 years or something, and he was in a city, and so he was teaching. You know, it was a temple that had a bunch of lay people around there, and it had some people who were in a training monastery with him at that time. It was all integrated. So it's not just he's talking to monks who have a lot of time to possibly to think about these things and to try and apply them in various ways. He's talking to regular people as well in that respect.
So there's sort of a necessity to try different ways because you've got a broad audience. It's not just one, you know, guitar lover. So you also have to score it through a piano too or whatever.
Yeah. Or if they can't read music, tablature. It's another form. Yeah. Or by ear. Even worse if you don't know what the chords are. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's good. So yeah, I'm glad we're talking
about some things. Great. Good seeing you. Right, Bill, you're on.
This is very, pardon the expression, timely for me.
Yeah.
I'm leading a discussion group of four quartets. We just read Bert Norton, which is basically a meditation on time.
Yeah.
And there are one or two images in that really, ever since I read them, I've been kind of paying attention to that, and this is very special. One is the still point of the turning world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what time is.
Yeah.
And that's where the dance is, and that can only be where the dance is. Another place he says, music can exist only in time. Mm-hmm. Dance exists only in time. And I think what he's talking about is time will flow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to freeze it in that still point.
No, no.
And that image really helps me a lot because it becomes a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
of the still point becomes a celebration. And that celebration mm-hmm. isn't fixed.
Yeah, it's not even still.
Yeah, it's not even still. Yeah, it's never yeah. still. Even
it's not even a point.
He even says, my words echo thus in your mind.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like the attachment to time is the problem.
Yeah.
Allowing.
Or even.
Living in time and knowing that I'm yeah. living in time is the solution.
Yeah.
It's all in the living.
Well, there's also the addiction to understanding what time is.
Yes.
And I say addiction because you keep on going back, but you can't turn it observationally in that respect.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but pondering something like the still point or these points in Dogen remind me that I do exist in time. I was born and I will
yeah.
die.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I can sometimes forget about it, which I yeah. really do. I hope.
Yeah, for me, it's more a matter of, you know, it's about communication too. It's like where, you know, how do other people see and appreciate time being? You know, and so obviously when we converse, we see how people appreciate aspects of life and their being by how they communicate around that, you know.
I could see that in the discussion group.
Yeah.
People were struggling with these concepts. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And appropriately, nobody walked away feeling like they understood it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't understand it either, you know, but yeah.